Welcome to Catspina Music. Sing
ho. Won't you play it loud? Don't you turn it down? Sing ho. I welcome to the program Engaging the Muse, a podcast about process, creativity, and the journey, Jordi Gillespie. His background and the history of Jordi is so important. He was, for many, many years, the VP of promotion at big time companies like Sony Music, Virgin Records, Hollywood Records, working with artists I know you know, from Lenny Kravitz to Red Hot Chili Peppers to Fiona Apple. So I'm so grateful to have the chance to finally make this happen. And with my guests, I always go back to, how did we get connected? How is this manifesting here today? And we met at the Hudson Valley Music Summit. I saw this ad on LinkedIn about an event that was happening in Kingston, New York, that was bringing together a variety of panel discussions and things about the music industry right here in the upstate New York area, which was very helpful. And I reached out to Jordi to set up a meet about PR and marketing and seeing what I could do to move my stuff forward because it had been so long. And I just remember meeting you and feeling very inspired to look at everything that I've been doing and just get momentum. And so thank you for being a part of my team and pushing out the word on Our Secret, Hold On, Make It Happen, and now my latest single, Outside. And I welcome you today to give us a little bit of insight as to some of the things that you've really come across this past year with the pandemic. If we could start almost with the now, and then we'll go back to that experiences that you had early on in PR. But what has it been like to adapt to the times and really support artists during one of the most challenging times, I think, that we have faced? What has that been like for you?
Well, hi, Kat. And first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on. And for bringing me onto your podcast. Your podcast is something that I've been listening to and I follow avidly. So I'm honored to be a participant in it from this point of view. Yeah, it's been an amazing year, really, because I think for everyone, and what's remarkable is I think it's been challenging for everyone, but in different ways. I think as many, as numerous as there are people, there's ways that this experience has been, sort of affected our lives. I've been really pleased to be in a position that I'm in working with artists because I've found that almost every artist that I know wants to be creative and wants to be expressive and wants to allow their muse to manifest. And in this whole time period, it would have seemed that people would get disappointed or they would be discouraged or somehow beaten down. But I've found it totally the opposite. I've found that artists are out there with energy and commitment and really have been prepared to do anything to be able to continue to create and build their fan base. That's really what's been the takeaway for me.
Having an outlet, what was so important during these times. And I remember we had conversations early on, especially when I was actually for quite some time solo. I was actually all by myself during the early part of the pandemic, and I was calling you. And that's when we released Hold On. And I said, I have to do this. And I even created the music video during quarantine. And that expression, even in the music video, I'm crying. I mean, I'm just being vulnerable and being in it. And I believe that was a really important piece of our initial conversation at the music summit, that we're in this time right now where with social media and everybody being able to be very
open with their lives and things are accessible and available. Now that this influx of creativity and people are working on their craft and they're releasing all of this, what could you see as far as a duality or sort of the a sign of the times where people have been able to fully express themselves and fully own who they are on their terms versus early on in some of the music industry experiences that you may have had where we really have to think about what will this person provide for us? What does this artist really mean? What has that been like for you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because, you know, through the years, through the decades, really, of my experience of working with artists and helping them develop their craft and their to help them realize their vision, I think there's a silver lining this era that we live in of digital experience. If we didn't have that these platforms that we have today, I believe that it would have been much tougher for artists. Because they'd be stuck, there wouldn't be a way to tour, which is, you know, such a key way of reaching an audience. But also everything else that artists do to get out and speak to their fans and build their fan base, it would have been very difficult even 10 years ago. So the fact that live streaming has become such a daily experience for everyone, streaming in general, music, Spotify, and as well as video and visuals. Without this technology, I think we would be in a much more constrained creative period. It would have been much harder for artists to do their thing. So, like I said, our experience has been a lot of artists have reached out. We're in the middle of making a record, or we're done with the record. We want to get it out there. So what do? Well, let's use the tools that we have. And like I said, the digital experience has, I think, progressed and advanced, you know, almost exponentially because of this crisis we've all lived through. And they've talked about that. The technology, you know, we've leapt forward 5 or 10 years now. Just the very fact that everyone now can be having Zoom meetings and that you don't have to go into an office. So the technology we have today is really is exponentially expanded because of our need to utilize it, if you know what I mean. So the platforms were there, but we really had to use them now. We really had to be creative to employ our platforms to reach our audience. And that's really been the most, I think, satisfying thing is the tools are there. And what we want to do with our artists is always, you know, bring them the best tools for them to express themselves and to reach their audience. So, like I said, if anything, the past year has taught us that there's so many ways to not just be creative, but to build our fan base, speak to those that want to communicate with us. And that's been fascinating. I think it's been the challenge that we're going to come out of this so much farther ahead than we would have otherwise.
I agree with that. And let's talk about Unleashed Music and what that's been like and the team that you're working with to really support artists and try to pinpoint exactly each unique need of the artists that you're working with. Again, because like I just know from my perspective, you know, you need a team. You can't do this alone. And even though that I've worked sort of at a modest level with what we're doing, I know that it's building traction. And a word that you use so many times with me is momentum. So what let's talk about Unleashed Music. Give us a little bit of insight of what you guys have been working on there and how that got started and where you are.
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, I've been through so many eras really in the music sort of continuum, as it were. And I started out as a musician. I was a drummer. I studied percussion, classical percussion. Afro-Cuban music is my true love. And jazz, Brazilian jazz. And one thing that I learned early on was that, you know, each artist or each creative has a unique point of view. And I think what's important from a marketer standpoint is to understand what that point of view is, understand what that vision is, and then help them realize that vision. And I was lucky enough to, after I was a musician, And of course, I worked my way up through the mailroom and through college radio promotion. And so, you know, I have a whole history of my experience in sort of building up to what today, you know, is for me. But I had the honor to work with some of the greatest minds, I believe, in the music industry, from a promotion standpoint, a marketing standpoint, leadership roles, presidents of companies who mentored me. And it always came back down to realizing the vision of the artist, because in the end, if it was going to be my vision, then I would have stayed a musician and continued to be a creative in that way. But what I found working at the record companies and with management companies was find that, you know, what is the intent of the artist, and let's find a way to help them realize that their goals. An example of that was when I was in a band in New York in the early 80s, all we wanted to do was make records that moved the dance floor. So we didn't want to be famous or make a lot of money or even be on the radio. Our goal was to drop the needle on a 12-inch vinyl and see the crowd move. So if we achieved that, then we were successful, which we found success in doing that. So again, that was my experience. Other artists, you know, want to be pop sensations or write the great American pop song, or they want to be the best, you know, jazz drummer that they could possibly be. And I knew that I wasn't going to be as great a jazz drummer as I wanted to be. So that's why I sort of flipped into, you know, how can I help others do that? So again, you know, every year, every day, and certainly every 5 or 10 years, the technology changes to the extent where it's a new ball game. And that's accelerating even today, as the tools that we use, the way that we reach a fan base and build on fan base is morphing. So each day we want to wake up and go, okay, what is the best way to really service our artists, and what's the best way for them to realize their vision? Our team, actually, just to speak to that for a quick second, really depends upon the artist. So some of them might just want to have consultation, help set up their chronology of their release. Maybe some they meet, and some others may need to make a video or need to actually record or to. So then we move into, is it radio promotion? Is it touring? Or is it, you know, live stream promotion? Or so each artist is going to have a different need. And for that, we may bring in different team members to help fulfill those needs. We have a person in the UK who works with us, who works on press and radio. I have someone in Australia who works with us in radio. We have our team. We actually have a studio partner in Detroit, which has been really a big deal for the past year and a half. So if someone needs mixes or even recording, that partner there can help them achieve that. So it really does depend on what the artist needs at that given time for their campaign and where they're at in their project.
How do you stay cutting edge? Like, how do you know? Because this is, it's just moving so quickly, the technology and the newest platform and how to utilize these tools. Is there any sort of publications or mentors or people in the business that kind of give you the latest and greatest and how to leverage them? I was always curious about that.
Yeah, I don't know if there's one particular, say, outlet that that I sort of pay attention to, but I'm reading all the time. And I'm online all the time. I'm Googling things that are happening. I'm looking at what other artists are doing. But someone who pops on Spotify, I want to know what led them to being able to pop on Spotify, because none of these things are actually working in a vacuum. You know, it comes down to paying attention really to what other artists are doing, and also thinking in my own mind, what is it that we could be doing that no one's doing right now? And I think that's another important part of it, is to sort of be a little bit ahead of the curve. Now, in this day and age, it's difficult to do that with so much going on. And, you know, who would have been able to guess that TikTok would have become such an important part of all of our lives, right? Who knows how long that will actually last, you know, but all the other companies that are jumping into reels. And so, you know, videos become such an important part of it, and Instagram and ways to promote ads and content on Instagram, or, you know, using Twitter and using Facebook. So let's try and see what will work for an artist. Sometimes TikTok's not going to be what's going to work for a given artist. Some artists, you know, Twitter's not going to be the platform, but for others, Twitter may be the platform. And so let's find out what works for whom, and then go after that. We've been fascinated through this last year and a half with lyric videos, as many have, and we've had some artists create videos that are really stellar and beyond the lyric video. They are lyric videos by you know, definition, but they're also super creative. For some artists, that's been a real driver, is to get the right lyric video out there. And for others, you know, that doesn't have as much, create as much traction. Radio is still an important part of what we want to do. And we really look at radio as sort of the streaming, the functionality of streaming, which really would include the streaming services, as well as internet radio and satellite and terrestrial. So we really want to continue to pay attention to how we can reach people by with playlisting. And again, that includes if it's radio playlisting or if it's Spotify playlisting. So there's some old, you know, tried and true methods. And then we're looking at how can we bring in new ideas and bring in sort of a bring in some of these components and create a compound effect, you know, by utilizing one or two or more of them to really push content into people's awareness. People do love vinyl. I saw that. I believe it was Taylor Swift's new vinyl is a number one record this week, with more sold since you know, whatever it was in the past 15 years or something. I don't know what the exact particulars are on that, but. So for some, you know, go buy vinyl, you know, and she will be able to sell her vinyl. I can guarantee you that 95 or 99% of people who buy the vinyl will never put a needle to that vinyl. And that's okay, because it's something physical. It's almost like a cap or a t-shirt, you know, you want to have it. It's an accessory.
I have like, you know, I think maybe 300 or 400 left of Engaging the Muse. I'm always waiting for that moment, though, to just sort of offload these as the prized possession piece that people might want. So we'll see. You never know. Let's talk vision. That was another word that came up, and that will help us then transition to this latest project that you're working on, the blog that launched in the spring. What is it about Menda Works? And, you know, it might be coinciding with Unleashed Music as a team, but what was it about getting that started? What prompted that vision, and what do you see for it moving forward? And thank you for having me as a writer. I'm really loving being a part of it too.
Good. Yeah. And we want to see more of your byline. Well, it is a great question, because I think it comes down to, you know, like I spoke about, how do we bring opportunities to artists? How do we bring, you know, and each artist will be different, but how can we, you know, if we hit a wall, we want to go around that wall, you know? And so, for example, if we have let's say your single's coming out, well, I figured we should have a platform where we can have people be critical or expose new music. So it really came out of, it comes from necessity, but it also comes from my desire to create opportunity and create platforms for artists to, you know, be creative and expand their audience. I think that's really what it came down to. And I was like, oh, well, I know some people who are great at writing. I'd have a vision of how we can bring in music and art and film. So we're expanding on that. It actually could end up being a network where we have podcasts involved, like this podcast. We could talk about it, you know, residing on our platform, on Mendo Works. So we want to be sort of a go-to for people who are looking for new music, to talk about art or film. And that's really, it was born out of necessity, but also, like I said, born out of desire to bring opportunity to artists, as well as to those who want to curate and express themselves by talking about others' art. And I think that's a real key part of it. So a friend of mine who was down in Austin, he writes film reviews, and I think he was the publication he was writing for was discontinued. And so I called him up. I said, do you want to write for Mendo Works? So now he's writing a weekly film review. And I wanted him to have an opportunity too, to continue to be creative in that way. So that's really what that's about. We've talked about, you know, a streaming radio station where we could have music programmed. And that's important to for us as well, though I think there's a lot of streaming out there where we can create playlists and share But that's something that's on my mind, where we could have DJs or other curators put together playlists that could stream on through our site as well.
I love that. I do know that you have the Spotify playlist with a variety of artists that you work with too, which I can, of course, direct people to on this podcast to check that out, to really get a feel for the people that you're supporting. But I think you really said an important phrase, which is the idea of creating opportunity. And in a time where things are ever changing and we feel a little bit thrown in a bunch of different directions, it really does come down to working with a select group of people that share your vision, support your vision, and help you to move it forward. And I absolutely love that. And I feel that this is a really important beginning, and I can't wait to see it evolve and on this journey. So I feel that this has just been a wonderful conversation. I thank you so much for being a part of this podcast today and sharing your insights and wisdom on what it is to be an artist in this digital age, but also reminding everybody that it's about the vision, it's about creating opportunity, and it's about staying creative. So thank you for that and for providing that for us. Thank you so much for being a part of this today.
Well, I appreciate, first of all, working with you, as you know, and also for you giving me the opportunity to speak to whoever may be listening. And we're available to talk about music, talk about, what artists are trying to achieve in any way or form, and send us music for us to review as well.
Absolutely. So all of you guys listening in, the website is unleashedmusic.com, as well as the new blog, Mendo Works. That's MENDOWERKS, MendoWorks.com. And we've had Jordy Gillespie on Engaging the Muse today. Thank you so much again for being a part of this.
Thank you, Kat. It's been an honor.
If you want to learn more about the process, creativity, and the journey, check out my website, catspinamusic.com. Thank you again for listening.